Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Nicholas Mancini, currently the pastor of Sacred Heart of Mary Parish in Louisville, and he's the spiritual director for us here at Living Bread Radio. Welcome, Father.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and today we're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT. It's the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, section one about what we believe as Catholics. And we're going to continue our discussion about the Holy Spirit. And we often say that the Holy Spirit has spoken through the prophets. What exactly does that mean, Father?
When we look at this, we say already in the Old Covenant, God filled men and women with the Spirit so that they lifted up their voices to God and for God, spoke His name, and prepared people for the coming of the Messiah. In that old covenant, God sought out men and women who were willing to let Him use them to console, lead, and admonish His people. It was the Spirit of God who spoke through the mouth of Isaiah the prophet, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the other prophets. John the Baptist, the last of these prophets, not only foresaw the coming of the Messiah, he also met Him and proclaimed Him as the liberator from the power of sin. In many ways, the various ways in which God speaks, He uses that Spirit, and He used the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by the Son. We see this in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. So that Holy Spirit is the power of God working within prophets, and later Jesus passes this on to His apostles.
And then we also see it when the angel appears to the Blessed Virgin Mary and tells her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So how could the Holy Spirit work in, with, and through Mary?
When we see this, the Holy Spirit comes upon her. We see that beautiful description in Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. And where that Spirit of God moves within her, and Mary was totally, totally receptive and open to God in this, thus she was able to become the Mother of God through the working of the Holy Spirit, and as Christ's mother, to become also the mother of Christians, indeed the mother of all mankind. It was her fiat, her acceptance of that Spirit moving within her, and Mary made it possible for that Holy Spirit to work the miracle of all miracles, the incarnation of God. She gave God her fiat, her yes. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Beautiful, beautiful witness of the Spirit of God.
And it's interesting to note that Mary couldn't have said yes unless she was totally committed to doing God's will and had complete and total trust in God's will in her life, because she didn't understand what was happening.
Right.
She had no knowledge of what it was to be, because she says, you know, I know not man. How could this be? How can I bear the Son of God?
Mm-hmm.
But by the power of the Holy Spirit, she somehow came to understand and to know.
Yes. And that strength she received, and that strengthened by the Holy Spirit, she went with Jesus through the thick and thin, because she had accepted that yes. she accepted that spirit. And she realized now, as she holds that infant, the Christ, in her arms, that through it all, I will be strengthened by this spirit. And we see this so beautifully witnessed throughout the scriptures, where Mary is there with Jesus. And, you know, when he gets lost in the temple, a mother's love searching, you know, and then the outpouring, did you not know your father and I have been looking for you? The Spirit strengthened her for that answer. I must be about my father's business. Or when at Cana, that first miracle, son, they have no wine. My hour has not yet come. But he does. He listens. And Mary is filled with that joy. He changes now the water into wine. That spirit moving. And Mary feels that spirit within her. And through thick and thin, the spirit guided her through it all.
Even after Jesus ascended into heaven, she was in the upper room with the disciples on Pentecost. So let's discuss a little bit about what Pentecost means and what happened at Pentecost.
Yes. 50 days after his resurrection, the Lord sent the Holy Spirit down from heaven upon his disciples. And this is seen as the birthday of the church. Now, on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit transformed fearful apostles into courageous witnesses of Christ. Remember, after the death of Jesus, they were afraid. And they didn't know what was going to happen. And so they were hiding, and then they locked themselves in this upper room. And when that Holy Spirit descended upon them, that fear left them. And they became courageous witnesses to the Savior. In a very short time, thousands had themselves baptized because of that witness of these men now who went forth. It was the birthday of the church. It was that Spirit now moving within them, and they realized, our fear is gone. And now we bring that spirit of love, as the Master has taught us, to all nations. We reach out to them, and they understand us, each in his own way. Because the Spirit, the miracle of the Spirit, let them speak languages that the people understood. So that Spirit now, that beautiful guidance of that Holy Spirit on that first Pentecost, really was like a mighty whirlwind blowing through that room that sent them out to preach, teach, and baptize in the living element of love, which is the Holy Spirit. And each understood in their own language what these men were teaching.
So how does the Holy Spirit help the church here on earth today?
When we look at this, we say, you know, the Holy Spirit builds up the church and impels her. He reminds her of her mission. He calls people into her service and sends them the necessary gifts. He leads us ever deeper into communion with the triune God, even though the church, during her long history, has often seemed abandoned by all good spirits. The Holy Spirit has been in work despite all the human failures and inadequacies. The Spirit continues to build and strengthen the church of God no matter what. Throughout church history, we've seen this, but there's that resurgence and that breath of wind continuing to blow within the hearts, the minds, and the souls to lead us once again to the fullness of truth and that love which Christ Himself has given us. And His church, His bride, is that Spirit that works through the sacraments, the life, the breath, the heart of the church, and brings sacred Scripture to life for us. Even today, He gives His gifts of grace, that charisms, to those who are completely receptive to Him. We just celebrated this on Holy Saturday. Those coming into the church in the living waters, and then sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of that love. So it's an ongoing, loving church. And I think our new Holy Father, Pope Francis I, in his mannerisms, and in his way of embracing people in a way that has not been seen since John the 23rd, is bringing that Spirit more fully alive, and He wants us to understand the movement of that Spirit. You know, the beautiful way He embraced that handicapped individual, taking them and embracing them. That's the Spirit moving. I outpour my love for you in your sickness, in your weakness. Blessing the sick, comforting those, or taking a little child and holding and caressing. That's the Spirit of the church, alive and well. And that dove still hovers over those that gather throughout the church, throughout the world. That dove, that Holy Spirit, is alive, working in the ministry of God's ministers and those who are called to service within the church. That is a beautiful gift of faith.
I think it's important, too, to remember, too, Father, that the Catholic Church is the only Christian church that's been around and in existence for 2,000 years, and we can attribute that to Jesus promising that the Spirit of truth will guide the church. So the Holy Spirit's been with the church, again, in spite of our failings, in spite of humans who are less than perfect.
Right.
We've been able to be unified, and we've been able to stick to the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ to proclaim Him as Lord and Savior.
Yes, and you know, when we see this, the Holy Spirit makes us receptive to God and teaches us and helps us in our prayers. And the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, lead us to the glory of our Savior who breeds that Spirit within us.
Beautifully said, Father.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us and sharing with us some of your thoughts and some of the wisdom of the Holy Spirit in the church. Thanks for joining us today. This is Tim Perry, and until next time, may the light of the Father shine upon you and yours. God bless you.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.